B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money in the bank.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bank. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I want to floss with us. Come
on. 1 o'clock hour here on this Friday, and it's time to welcome in live from Las Vegas. From pregame.com, its founder, RJ Bell, one of our favorites. RJ!
It's good being on a Fox Sports Radio station, guys.
That is right.
That's right.
We're now an affiliate of Fox Sports Radio.
What, was there moans in the background?
No.
That's good you know that.
No, just, that was a, oh!
Oh, right, with a plug exciting. Right off the bat, yeah.
Well, I was so, let's be honest, conscientious of not doing so before, right, out of respect. It's very convenient. Who knows what kind of synergies we can find.
I like that. Huh. It's a good word.
See, real quick before we get to the sports stuff, if you had to put odds on, we had Mike Leach audio from before talking about where they keep the good stuff at Area 51. What are the odds that there's something going on down underneath there? Like if you're a gambling man.
All right, when you say something going on.
Aliens.
Where they keep the good stuff. Like you want to see the good stuff.
I guess my question is, give me the most likely or least shocking thing that you would consider something. Like, are there dead alien bodies? That seems like a high bar.
I would think aliens there.
But do you think that we have found some sort of metals that are not of this world?
Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting. I think there's something, right? Because otherwise, why would they keep the operation going in the same way that... think about it when someone... does something really bad, oftentimes they try to change their name, right? They figure, why let the history control me? Why wouldn't they just all of a sudden pack up and move half the base somewhere else,
right?
Change the name of it? It's like, it seems like there's something very important. And again, in Nevada, if you drive from Vegas to Reno, there's like 7 hours of empty land, pretty much. Look at a map of Vegas or of Nevada. There's a lot of empty land. Why exactly there? Now, I get it would cost money to change. And did I see this right? That the colonel or whoever runs the base said, hey, no one's going to come onto this base. And if they do, they're going to get shot, right? Did you guys see that footage?
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems pretty serious to me.
And it seems like they want you to believe something's there, like flying those white planes in. You know what I mean?
Well, Hardy,
to distract you.
Why would they?
As Hardy said, that's a bit of a put on, and that if they are hiding something, they're going to hide it right in plain view.
I would say that's what I say, RJ. No, if you're going to hide something, you don't put it in the place that is essentially called hiding place. That's the last place you're going to put it.
Except unless moving it. Or there's a reason it has to be there.
I don't know.
Right?
Hey,
which kind of makes
my
RJ,
point. Your eloquence on this matter, are you related to Art Bell in any
way? No, but I tell you this, that guy had a heck of a following. I got to give him credit. And let's be candid. I think oftentimes the things that are simpler to understand, like there's a UFO or there's aliens, are likely not what the conspiracy is or what the hidden thing is. But do we really think the government, I mean, if you look at the billions being spent, and sometimes it's one line on an appropriations bill, you know, $14 billion for this. Where is that money being spent? We
aliens.
Have no idea.
Dead aliens.
Right. Or dead something aliens. Very important, let's just say that.
Speaking of aliens.
We're out of time. Thanks, RJ.
All right, RJ, where's the sharp money going this weekend? You got any favorites on the board that you're looking at?
You know, I really like... the Ravens. So favored by 6.5 at Miami. I'm always a little skeptical, a little scared of laying the lumber on the road, especially over a field goal. Two reasons this is the exception. One, I'm a Harbaugh appreciator. I'm not a fan because I'm a Steeler fan. He's a good coach. Last year, he had pretty good success with Lamar Jackson without any real time to put any wrinkles in this run game. Now the entire offseason, I think he's got 5 or 6 games worth of wrinkles. That doesn't bode well for those opponents, I don't think. Number two, I think Miami not only has been gutted as a team talent-wise. I think in week one, the Tunzel trade is going to be emotionally a drag, a negative. So you add in a Miami team with an emotional drag of that trade. You add in the prep time for the Ravens the whole offseason and quirks to that offense. And also, quite frankly, a team that's doesn't have a high spirit, maybe Miami right now, playing a very physical game, maybe doesn't do so well for them in the third and fourth quarter. So Ravens, one of my picks.
Let me float something else at you, RJ. You mentioned not being a fan of going on the road, having to lay more than a field goal. What if you could, say, have one of the teams that was in the AFC Championship last year on the road to a hurricane-ravaged part of the country and lay 3.5 points? You like the Chiefs in Jacksonville?
You know, it kind of sounds like on Entourage, you remember the old producer says, what would you say if I told you?
Right, yes.
Right.
I guess that was Martin Landau, right? I got to tell you, I'm always going to be skeptical of playing Kansas City right now, because not only did they have a great season, but they're what I call football sexy. So it's not only laying points on the road, it's laying points on the road for a team that, quite frankly, every square in town is going to be anxious. And I'm not saying your square necessarily, because you didn't commit to it. You just asked the question.
Oh, no, he did. I committed. I am taking the Chiefs and laying the 3.5.
Let me give you one thing that makes me feel okay. If you look at Mahomes, he had 19 pass attempts in the preseason, which was a pretty decent number. It was the top half of all quarterbacks. If you look at a guy that had one of the best seasons in history at quarterback, and they got him playing a decent amount in preseason, I like that. What did we see last night? Zero passes for Trubisky. Zero good passes on Thursday.
Oh, he looked good.
Zero passes from Rodgers in the preseason. And obviously didn't look good. My best bet out on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, was under in the first half, 23.5 points. That looked too easy. Well, the Rams, zero passes with Goff. And I also think, though, the flip side, if you look at Kansas City, give them credit, give Reed credit for passing or making him play, or at least wanting him to play in the preseason. By the way, Belichick, let's talk quickly two things there. So I'd say I don't like Kansas City, but that does give me a little faith. Two things with Belichick. One, let's call it analogous to Goff this year, who had zero passes. So I'm worried about the Rams early. When Brady and Belichick won the Super Bowl the first time, the next season, in the preseason, Pats and Brady had over 50 pass attempts. So they said, oh, you did pretty well. You won a Super Bowl. You're still young. You still need work, right? Well, now Goff doesn't need any work. Come on. Another Belichick thing, which keeps me away from Pittsburgh, or in a way it gives me a little faith on Pittsburgh. If you look at Belichick's record in the regular season in September and you compare it straight up and against the spread, I'm going to quickly read the months and the straight-up record starting in September. So the second number will be October. 65%, 77, 71, 81, 74. Okay, so lowest by far September. Now I'm going to look at ATS, again, starting in September. 53, 66, 57, 60, 61. Straight up NATS, by far the worst the first month. You've all heard extended preseason. I think it's true, and I think Pittsburgh, if they have any chance, would like to play New England early versus late.
NATS?
Against the spread.
Oh, I thought you were saying NATS.
We expect. Listen, this is Boston. We expect very savvy listeners here.
I thought you said NATS.
Listen,
I forgot more against the spread than at least Solak knows. He only wants to know who wins.
That's all he's concerned with. Quick example: I do Kevin and Bean in Los Angeles, right? Which is a very broad show. And I have to slow down and go, ATS means against the spread. So now I understand that maybe a little more of that
No. Just
hey, what do you think of Atlanta opening up in a dome on the road, but it's a 1 o'clock game? It's against the Vikings. I took the Vikings.
So where does the 1 o'clock help or hurt, you think?
I think it hurts them because it doesn't hurt them, really.
Because if anything, you think the Midwest team.
I just think Atlanta's a bad road team. Like, they play better at home.
But it's a 1 o'clock start.
And I think they're wearing the uniforms with the face mask, you know, the helmets with the face mask, so that could affect them.
See, I don't know why I assume, too, like most NFC teams play at 425. Like, it's
here's what I'll say about that game. I think both teams needed work in the preseason because you have the new OC, or not new, but he came very late in the year for the Vikings, and then you got the new OC for the Vikings or for the Falcons. I think the fact that Matt Ryan had so much work in the preseason and he was amongst the top half as a veteran, that's shocking in a way. That makes me kind of like the Falcons getting the four is what I saw most recently, but I'm not going to bet it because I think Minnesota with Zimmer, by far the best against the spread coach. That's ATS for some of us. Against the spread coach, since he's been coaching, literally he's at 66%. Number two, Belichick at 60. Now think about this last thing. 53 is break even against the spread pretty much, 52.38. All right, so 7 points from 53 to 60. That's Belichick, 7 percentage points from 60 to 67 or so. So literally Zimmer is above number two Belichick against the spread as much as Belichick against average. That shows you how good Zimmer has been.
I love the Vikings this year overall, RJ, but I want to ask you about another NFC South team, and it's the Saints. And I look at this, and I believe the Texans are getting 6.5. Is that right?
Even 7 in some spots.
7 in some. That is disrespectful, in my opinion. That's a playoff team with a terrible offensive line last year. They added a legitimate left tackle. And I think people are holding against the Texans what looks like a very bleak future because of the decisions their front office has made. But I feel like they're holding it against them now in the present when this actually isn't a bad team.
I got to be honest. That is a super sharp take. So on Fox Sports Radio, Colin Cowherd made an interesting point. And I went on air. We have a segment called Colin is Crazy. Because one, he's a friend, so I can have fun with him. But two, it was crazy where he said, oh, I think the Texans did pretty well in these trades. It's like, what? They gave up Clowney for a third rounder, and they get Tunsil for two firsts and a second? And I'm not sure Tunsil's better than Clowney, maybe by a smidge. Now, you could say, oh, that was an area of need. I agree. But let's agree to the following. This trade makes it a win-now situation for Houston because there's no first-rounders coming up in the near future. I think it focuses the mind, and I do think Tunsil in an area in need is an upgrade compared to Clowney in an area that's not as needed. So Houston better this season, I agree. Houston's future not so good, I agree. And I think that the lingering sense they got took in the trades is souring people on Houston, but they are better this year. I mean, imagine if the Patriots traded 20 first-round picks for some, elite wide, for Antonio Brown. Would they be better this year? Well, if he played and followed the rules, yes. But would that be a good trade? No. But this year, you'd upgrade the Patriots. I don't think it's that egregious for Houston. It's the way I think about it. Last thing, Saints, last 5 seasons, first 2 games, so 10 games in total, 1-9 straight up, 1-9 against the spread.
Wow.
This team really, really starts low. And I think Sean Payton's one of the better coaches in the league. So if he had a way to fix this, I think he would have. By the way, Breeze had like a handful of passes in the preseason. So starting slow doesn't surprise me. I do. Probably my second best bet behind the Ravens would be the Texans +7. And that 7 is called the spread. So it's +7.
Oh, boy. Now you're just being ridiculous. He is RJ Bell on Twitter at RJ in Vegas from pregame.com.
Good start.
It's CEO and founder and also on Fox Sports Radio. Proud affiliate here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. RJ, looking forward to doing this again this season. Thanks for the time and thanks for all the vocabulary and explanations.
Yeah, listen, one of my favorite segments, guys, because one, and I say this sincerely, I should say it once a year, you guys have affected my style on air in that you're so loose and there's the repartee between each other. And there's a reason you're having so much success, and it's a pleasure to be on. And I look forward to the season.
RJ, right,
thanks, RJ. Thanks, RJ.
See you, RJ Bell with us here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Right out of Vegas, RJ Bell with us. More with Phil Perry is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How's my man Rascal Flatts doing in there? You having a good day, Rascal?
Nice. Bill Perry with us. Bill Perry from NBC Sports Boston. He'll be with us every Friday this football season. It's really good, though. It's really good.
I don't even know what that is. It's like, is that a Oingo Boingo?
Talking Heads?
Is that Talking Heads? Like, same.
I don't
Killers.
Know. Killers.
Killers.
Same. Close. Yeah. Break me down. I'm the man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like I'm waiting for
I hear it now.
Video game to load. You ever do, like, you ever play Madden and like put most of like different tunes
on? Oh, sure.
Just sits there loading, buffering.
Tom Brady last year. How was Tom Brady? How would you describe his year last year, Phil?
Not what it was, and not really not even close to the level it was in 2016, 2017 when he was at an MVP level, but still, I would say it was a very good year.
Would you expect?
It wasn't his best.
Right.
It was not nearly his best, but 2016 and 2017 are maybe the two best back-to-back seasons a quarterback has had in recent NFL history.
Oh, no. I thought that Super Bowl against Seattle was his best. Like, as good as he was second half against Atlanta. I know Atlanta had issues in that. But Brady put that team on his back in that Seattle game. But do you expect him to have a better year than last year? Now, I know the talent is different because Rob isn't there. But who knows how this final product's going to look based on how good he's looked and how precise he's looked in camp, in practice.
I think he's been fine, though. But you can't remove the weapons part of the equation from it. I feel like there is so much uncertainty there that we are going to see the numbers slip again this year.
So some of the over-unders are
out. So numbers could slip, he could play, they could win, and he could walk.
They could win, he could play well, the numbers will still go down, and he'll be looking at it at the end of the year. I mean, it's on him. He's the one who wanted that freedom to go and see what his options are. I'm going to be shocked if the Patriots offer him more money in 2020 than they did in 2019, which is what people like Jared Goff are getting, and we all assume that Tom Brady is still better than Jared
Goff. Yeah, it's going to be more on the eye test to figure out if he plays better or plays worse. So the statistical over-unders are out. Last year, Tom Brady threw for 4,355 yards. The over-under for this year is 4,300 yards. Will he throw for more or less than 4,300 yards? And last year, there was a dip from the previous year, down from over 4,500 yards.
But that's right about where he was last year, 4,300.
Yeah, 4,355 is what he had last year.
I would take the under.
I would too, based on some of the questions about who he has around him and the consistency and stability of the receiver situation.
And the tight end situation.
And I was going to say, and that includes the tight end situation.
I mean, Ben Watson, I know, is going to be back after 4 weeks, but I would not assume that spot is set just because Ben Watson is coming back.
Touchdown passes over under this year is at 30.5. So it's a matter of, does he get to 31 touchdown passes? Last year, he threw 29. The year before that, in a year that you said, again, that he had a fabulous year, and I think we all agree that he did, 32. In the shortened year in 2016, when he served the 4-game suspension, he had 28. Does he get to 31 this year?
touchdowns are really hard to predict year over year.
I say no because I think the Patriots are going to continue to try and run the football.
I agree with you. I was just going to say that. They actually have increased their frequency when it comes to running at the goal line and in the short red area as opposed to throwing. They used to throw it a fair amount down there. And now what you're seeing is a lot of James Devlin, and you're going to see a lot of Sony Michel. You might even see Rex Burkhead the way we saw in the AFC Championship game. And they're going to try to pound that thing into the end zone.
Under so, on yards.
I'm going to go under on touchdowns.
Under on touchdowns. That leaves us with picks. He had 11 a year ago and 8 the year before that. And that follows a stretch where, I mean, he had 2 in 2016 in 12 games, in 12 regular seasons.
Ridiculous.
Season. And these are regular season over-unders. He had 7 the year before that. Still single digits. Single digits in 2014 with 9. So this year's over-under, a season after having 11, the over-under on Brady interceptions this year is set at 8.5 in the regular season.
I still think that's a low number.
I'm going to go over there, too.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say 10.
You take some gambles. You take some chances.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
Well, here's why.
And he's going to have to do those
and
things.
The windows are going to be tighter.
You are loaded. Exactly, Zoe. You're loaded with receivers who don't get open. Yeah. Their whole game is being able to make contested catches, even when N'Keal Harry comes back. That's his game. He's not creating separation. All of these guys, Josh Gordon, N'Keal Harry, Demaryius Thomas, even Jacoby Myers. He's not a big separation guy. I mean, he ran a 4.6. So. They're all going to be covered, and Tom Brady's going to have to, I think, get a lot more comfortable throwing into risky situations. He's told us before he's been averse to that. I think he's going to have to get used to doing that more often.
What are you hearing on Harry? Man, just working through some toughness things? Or
I was surprised they put him on IR.
That says a lot,
doesn't
it?
I just don't think the injury was serious that they were going to have to keep him out another 2 months to get healthy.
Seems like they've been fed up since the beginning of August.
I don't know if, I haven't gotten indications that they're frustrated, but I think it is one of those things. And I think was similar with Duke Dawson last year. Now, Dawson's injury, I think, was a hamstring. We know those things can linger. Duke Dawson was healthy about 4 weeks into his IR stint last year. So they could have kept him around. They chose not to. I think the same thing's happening with N'Keal. Yeah.
But to sort of finish up this Brady thought, so statistically, we go over on picks, we go under on yards, we go under on touchdowns, which tells you statistically Tom Brady may end up with a bad year.
For him, yes.
But that may not tell the story.
Yeah.
Correct.
He may not have a bad year, but statistically, it may look like a bad year on paper. You're going to have to form your own opinion on how Tom Brady plays this year.
Say Tennessee misses the playoffs this year. If Vrabel watches the film, he goes, guy can still play. I know he can play. You want to put people in the seats here, Mr. Owner? Pay him a year. We got defense. I'll play defense. I'll put a defense around him. You got people on the outside he can throw to. Bring him here. I'll show you what he can do.
Well, you know, if this happens and the numbers go down the way we're talking about.
We don't want that to happen.
When he goes to negotiate next year for the 2020 deal with the Patriots.
Hope he doesn't get blown away.
How do you think that's going to go? I mean, do you feel like the team's not going to use that against him? They're not going to use the numbers to their advantage?
But this is why he didn't want the tag. Because now I can only negotiate with you. And if you tag me, I can negotiate with anybody else. I'll prove to you that my numbers didn't dip or what you're watching is not a decreased play in football.
And what I have assumed for now, what is it, a month or more, is that he had a pretty good idea whenever those negotiations happened. He had a pretty good idea that if he were ever to get free, he would make more than $23 million at a number of different places.
Of course.
Okay. But let's think that through a little bit. How many teams are clamoring for a quarterback right now?
Not that many, actually.
There's really not that many. The market is not all that wide open. You look at the number of teams that have spent a first-round pick on a quarterback recently here. You look at the number of teams that have just re-signed their own guys.
Chicago.
You look at places Jacksonville teams, or Phil, Minnesota that have found guys in free agency.
Phil, there are teams that you think have their guy, and they will tell you right now they have their guy. If Tom Brady is walking out into the market in March, they will move on from their guy.
I think that's probably true, too. I just feel like
the market is not as
deep as at least I assumed it was about a month ago. Chicago, even. I mean, are they going to bail on a number one overall
pick? Would you?
Guy,
because
yeah.
I would.
Oh, God, yeah.
How many more years does he have on his deal? When was he drafted?
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
I mean, you're taking a huge financial hit.
And then
you're bringing on a high-priced guy.
Not when you're
number one overall. He's probably
That's not the Jamarcus Russell day.
No, it's not. But definitely. But you're going to pay Tom Brady $30 million, and you're going to pay Mitch Trubisky $9 to $10 million
Jared Goff had two good years to where his team played really well.
I don't think Mitchell Trubisky is good. I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like a sound business decision.
But if you're the Bears, you need to get ahead of it. As Bert has explained it too, trying to explain it to us, which I don't understand. Well, the Rams had to do this so they didn't get to the point where he was actually going to make 35. So
Trubisky's cap hit next year is almost $10 million.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a $30 million cap hit for Brady and 10 for Trubisky. You're just going to have 40 at the position. You could do it. You could figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you would.
I would.
But defense?
But again.
But listen, we just saw Jared Goff get paid $100 million. But these teams fall in love with these guys for some reason.
We're getting off the track here, and that is Brady this year, the stats may not tell the story. He may dip. He may not play well. The stats may not be where you want to go to figure out if he was any good.
But you know what?
It's going to be about the eye test with this year.
The numbers may be down. They may win the whole damn thing, and it may be just a personally rewarding year for him, because I look at this, and it's like my 06 year where I took a team further than I really thought I could go with the type of talent that
totally
put it with me. And I've had enough.
It's going to be on him. That's the fascinating part of it. I think a lot of people assume, well, are the Patriots going to decide to bring him back or not? Well, he actually has a significant say in this thing here, too, guys.
Phil, appreciate you being here.
All right, fellas. Always fun.
Football Fix tonight at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock. Let's go.
Fix it. Get in there.
Back at it. We're doing it again.
Ooh. Fix that thing.
Fixing football. That's what we'll be doing.
Put it in the hole.
I'll see you then.
6 o'clock live. See you there.
Hardy has the headlines right now. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985. We got full lines. We'll get your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. The one you won't forget.
Swing your partner round and round, and then the night is going down. One more shot of nothing. 617-779-0985. We got fake promos coming up in
Was I supposed to be in there, Jim?
Oh, yeah, Lanny took care of it.
Oh, Lanny covered you on that.
Jim was screaming at me for time and temp a couple minutes ago. I was right here.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
How many do we have?
Jim hates me. Whatever. I can deal with it.
Either 7 or 6. We got to decide.
Okay. You've had red ass all week, Jim.
Well, he's trying to whip us into shape for football season.
He ate a beetle. Now today he hates me.
That's what he's doing.
How long was that song playing while you guys were chatting?
See?
Oh, I like
it. Now
that
he
song.
Hates all of us.
Doesn't again. Matter.
I like it. Okay, here's what we got on the board. Brady's legacy. Nah. Time delay on simulcast. That one's interesting to me. We're going to get to that.
Delay.
Gronk's role last season.
Carrots.
Cowboys. Brown promoting his own brand and Antonio Brown to the Patriots. Paul on the time delay. What's the time delay?
I think you said time to lay.
Time delay. Two things. I would sign Antonio Brown. If he doesn't work out, you fire him off the roof.
And the other thing is, I love listening to you on the radio, but the time delay is very frustrating sometimes. Is there anything, any way you guys could work it out with the truck for the national broadcast?
Yeah, I'll talk to them when I get there.
I thought you meant the simulcast of our show. I'm like, actually, it's the exact same audio, sir, so you can, turn up the volume on your TV.
So you're talking about when you watch the games, you want the radio to match up to the game.
Absolutely. It's like 30 seconds behind sometimes, and it's just very frustrating because I'd rather listen to the hometown crowd. You know what I mean?
I understand. The only way you can do this, I think, and from what I've been told and what people I know have done it, is you have to get the NFL package. You buy it, and you can actually listen to the game on an iPad or your smart TV.
Right, you want to delay the audio through an app.
You can start and stop it on an app.
I've done this.
And you match it up on your DVR.
Yeah.
And it's 5 seconds.
Just 30-second explanation of this. Number one, so many different cable carriers, outlets. There's different forms of digital delay when it goes through different relay stations. So it's not like the old days.
Has nothing to do with the truck at the game.
No, it's not an air signal on one, an air signal on the other, and you sync it up. It pretty much can't be done anymore. Someone's going to have it off, depending on what town they're in, what service they have. So forget about syncing it up on the origination end. What you can do, and what I do, is I have a very cheap iPod. Literally, they still make iPods up until a couple of years ago.
Square heavy one.
Yeah, you're going to have to find it on eBay or something.
It's a small one. It's very, very small. It's the size of a Nano. It's got an HD radio built in, and you can pause live radio. That's what
I can't go to the store and buy that product anymore. So you're going to have to search.
I don't know about that.
Go ahead.
I'd love to see Zogo in the CBS Chuck and say, hey, my listeners don't want to hear Nance and Romo. Can you delay a little bit so we can sync it up with us?
Google.
Yeah. Did you see this story on a shark thing?
That's good.
The shark, they won't get me on a boat.
Jack, can we have time in the takeaways?
I don't know if we have time.
Jack.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hello, Jacqueline out there. Hey, all right. Diehard fan since 1959. First time calling anyone.
I like
The thing I got, the first thing I want to say is, can you imagine A.B. Brown, whatever his name is, I know, in the receiver's rooms? Oh, you'll know what I mean by that. I don't know what I mean by that. In the receiver's room, he's going to be a mentor for Nikhil Harry. He's going to be a mentor for Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. You
still there?
Hello?
You still there?
Hello?
Yeah, he'd be a mentor.
A mentor?
Get his ass together. Get it right.
He's going to mentor Josh Gordon?
Nikhil Harry.
He said Josh Gordon.
I think he said Nikhil.
I think he said Josh Gordon.
He said Josh Gordon.
No, that'd be good for Nikhil Harry to learn from Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, good guy to look up to. Learn from the best. Brad and Haverhill, would you like the receivers to look up to Antonio Brown?
I have a theory, man. What if Antonio Brown, this man is so obsessed with media and followers. What if his theory was just to get on Hard Knocks, so that's why he went to the Raiders, and now he just wants out, wants to go to a better team?
I don't think he liked even being on Hard Knocks.
No?
No, I mean, from what I saw, he didn't love being on Hard Knocks either.
It seemed like he was in front of the camera a lot, just talking.
You know, even going back to that podcast, or but he taped Rosenhaus' conversation he put on that podcast. And Rosenhaus is trying to tell him the possible teams where he could go. He's kind of like, like, not all in. I don't know if he's thrilled to be a Raider. Maybe he got there and said, you know what? I don't like it. I just wonder where he'd be right now mentally if he didn't screw his feet up. Like, his feet is just like screwed this whole thing up.
Time for one more. Mabel's in the car. Mabel.
Hey, happy football season, boys.
Same
How
to
are
you.
You.
Good morning,
Same
football.
I am so excited. So I'm trying to get a prediction on Sunday. I'm a little worried about Zeke.
You'll win.
I don't know if he's had enough reps with his with his team. So I don't know how I feel about a win on Sunday, and I'm just curious about your opinions.
I wouldn't wear him out. I'd give him 12 carries. Get him out.
They've got the Giants.
Yeah, you're good.
We're playing at home. If they were playing in the Meadowlands, I would say it's a loss.
If you're playing in the Meadowlands, your coach probably screwed that one up.
Preseason game getting the Giants out of the gate.
So you're picking the Giants is what you're saying?
God, no, Mabel, no. Picking the Cowboys.
I just told you, Mabel, play a running back, only 12 snaps, and then get him out.
Yeah, you should be able to beat the Giants. If he ran backwards. If Ezekiel Elliott gets 10 carries, that you should still be able to beat the Giants.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. Right. And
you
go
too.
Cowboys.
Let's go. Hold the Cowboys.
I would not be worried about – what's Amari Cooper's deal? That's what I'd be. Yeah.
He's back practicing fully.
I know he is, but that's
now the training camp's over.
Yeah, I'm sort of worried about his health. Where's his health at?
The owner, coach,
training campitis.
Yeah, the owner and coach seem to have a good handle on things down there. Mm. Real good handle things.
You think he's got training campitis because he's looking for a new contract? Is that why?
You know, Jason Garrett does. He does this.
Veterans don't like camp.
He takes his play sheet. Jason Garrett does this. Sticks it right here.
Yeah.
Right here in his back because he never looks at it. Let's go.
Fake promos in today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Okay, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. September's been a busy month, tell us, right? Go online to awaken180weightloss.com or reserve your first appointment with the solution for weight loss.
Here we go. Right. We got to get right to the promos.
Today's takeaways.
Fake promos, that
Fake
is.
Promo Friday.
Jim's all poly pissy pants with me because I wasn't now? Here to listen to Louth. Him at the today's time he wanted.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Zach Brown?
Yeah, Zach Brown. Oh. Nailed it.
What happened with Zach Brown at Fenway over the weekend?
He did not become African American.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Timeless.
No, he did not.
Zach would actually be a good name for that thing that he liked.
Cracker.
To do.
Cracker.
Cracker.
Cracker. Rich Cracker.
He's going to play, by the way, Monday night. Gruden just said it.
He's going to play Monday night.
Yes.
Cracker, bitch.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So I think Thomas is really a two-man route runner. That fade stop.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I don't know that people fully understand that. That creaking microphone was not where we were in Foxborough. It was back here in Dorchester, and Zoe and I had no idea where it was coming from.
Hello.
What creaking microphone?
The one you just
creaked. Oh, that one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Give me a minute. Chicago?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Who won the Super Bowl?
It sounded like a Tom and Jerry cartoon sound effect.
That's all fun.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I think some guys can play through injury by being nicked up. Did I say nicked up? It's nicked up. Some guys can play through a little soreness or injury being nicked up, not nicked up.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
What did we decide? Two words you were trying to bring together?
Nicked up.
Dinged up and nicked up.
And
the D, yep, there it is. You just said it again.
But it's not.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dad always taught me this too. You look the man in the eye when you're shaking it.
Yeah, you stand up.
And you grip it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than getting the four fingers.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
When was that?
I think it was the intern shaking hands with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Yeah. Big Nate.
No one wants to get that.
How are you? Here, kiss my hand.
Last one?
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub.
What
is that from?
What was that from? Jim?
That was you.
Doing when?
One. Oh, where I wanted the eating one.
Asking for the eating
I was
one?
Asking for the Tango
referencing
eating
the eating one.
Yeah. Yeah, your mic was on coming back from a break.
Oh, man. Don't forget. Pre-game coming up at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon, leading you into Sunday Night Football with Soce and Zoe back on the call here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll be talking about it all weekend long. Felger Mass, have you covered all afternoon long today? Zoe, tell everyone, go read this story in the Globe. Zoe met the founder of the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy yesterday.
We're going on a boat.
They've invited him out on a boat with Gronk.
And great whites.
Unbelievable.
I ain't getting in water.
Have a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome to the program. It's Felger Maserati on a Friday. You know what that means, Maz?
Agenda.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.